Attention, please.
Only the birds gon' do what they say. Only the birds.
Yeah, we're back here, everybody, with another one on the Dave and Nash
show.
This guy. Yeah, what you saying? The audience can't hear you. What you saying?
What do you mean the audience don't hear me?
This guy sounds like he's babying here, this guy. Aye, man. Yeah, everybody, we're back here on the Dave and Nash show. You tune in with Mr. Nash here and King
Dave.
On the other side.
On the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back right here on the number one station, Active FM. Active FM with your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nave, right here on the David Nash Show. It's another week. Yeah, we're back again right here.
Okay.
Jokes aside, everybody, I'm sure everybody is excited, right? Wherever they are right now, whatever that you're doing, whatever that you're thinking about right now, you gotta be excited because the Dave and Nash Show is tuned in right here on the number one station. 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. 2 hours of freshness, 2 hours of fresh deals, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, two. Yeah, no, see hours.
Hours. Yeah. Put the accent. If you don't know how to pronounce it, you put the accent.
Hey.
Two hours.
This guy is on fire, man. This guy is on fire, man.
You know
you gotta give it to him. Alright, guys, we'll forgive him, you know, we'll forgive him. I will forgive
him. I'm forever forgiven. I'm glad that you always proclaim that over my life.
Yeah, man.
Forever forgiven. Amen.
You see, thank you, Jesus. I'm very good brother, man.
Mm-hmm.
Proclaim stuff into your life that are amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which is amazing. So obviously, everybody, you know, we always come. Don't come here with your stuff. Yeah, what's wrong with you? Calm down, man. Hey. Relax.
Relaxed.
Yeah. Are you relaxed?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Yes, he's relaxed, everybody. Yeah, that's what we wanted. Yeah, we all wanted. I'm just joking.
You all wanted me to be relaxed. All right. Don't speak for others. Speak for yourself, brother.
Saras.
Yo. Drop the mic.
Where's the mic? Hey, okay.
What are we speaking on right now? We're speaking on the mic.
I'll drop the mic on your face. Serious?
Yeah.
Aye, it's fine.
Serious, I should be asking you that question.
It's fine, yeah. You see, you're too slow, man. Drop the mic, man. Yeah, I know, man. It's too much. It's no more too much. Three much now.
Copycat.
Hey, cats don't copy, man. They got 9 lives.
Copy.
Okay, yeah. Come with your stuff. What's wrong with you?
I didn't say it
at the same time, man. I said it after you.
Yeah, but it was a coincidence.
Everybody,
I'm sure everybody's doing great out there. We back again, you know. We give the craziest things ever right here on the number one station. You are the Active FM with the boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nave, once again introducing ourselves. As you can hear from our voices, that we vibed up, we pumped up, we're going on another level. You get what I'm saying? We're doing it real, like a real deal. You get what I'm saying? We're scratching the decks. Waka, 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 waka. You
know, deal real.
Yeah, we deal real.
Yes.
We deal for the
you see,
for real.
This guy was gonna say,
I was gonna criticize you.
Yeah,
but
you see,
you know,
you
I gotta
see?
Have mercy.
Yeah,
I gotta have mercy, man.
Yeah, yes, man.
I gotta be a good brother and have mercy. Yeah. Mercy on my brothers, you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, because that's how we roll.
On your brothers, I'm one brother. I'm talking, right. man. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine. You're fed up.
I'm tired.
Oh, you're full. Oh, tired. It's fine. Don't worry. We'll feed you more. You're not fed up.
I will heat you.
Yeah.
But everybody, yeah, we're excited to be with you. We're excited that you tuned in once again right here on the number one station. As this show is taking, it's like it's going all around. You know what I'm saying? Running and running and running and running all around the world. And we're doing it real. We're doing it fresh. We're doing it awesome. And a lot of people, you get what I'm saying? They are listening to these shows. And where you are right now, United States, South Africa, in other countries in Africa, you know, we really appreciate for your support. We really appreciate that you wake up each and every single morning and get that 2 hours of freshness, whether you're going to work, whether you're going to school, whether you spending the day at home, but you actually take that time to wake up and be like, you know what, I'm going to listen to these shows. I'm going to tune into the Active FM, because Active FM is where Christ music is what? Hot music. You get what I'm saying? So everybody stay tuned, as we're about to give you something right now before we start everything else. Mr. Nash, what we're going to give the people? Oh, man.
We're going to give them some...
We're going to give them some snore. No, man.
Yeah, man, I'm going to give them some snoring, man. They're going to sleep. Just joking, man. Going to give you something juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Something amazing.
Something nice.
Something popping.
Something that's going to get you pop. Off your seat.
Yeah, it's okay.
Off your seat.
Off your seat.
Yeah,
off your seat.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, wait,
are they ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Me.
I thought of it.
I'm not ready.
But everybody, anyway,
yes.
We're going to give you a track right now before we begin everything else. Yeah. So get the track, everybody. Enjoy.
This was posted about 4 hours ago, and it's breaking news. Fukushima reactor number 2 pressure vessel breached, rising to unimaginable levels of radiation. This is breaking news, February 4th, 2017, as reported on Japan Times, Forbes magazine, and all the sources are below. This is not old news. Yes, radiation is at its very highest since the 2011 meltdown as a result of an offshore earthquake and tsunami, from the Daily Kos. Radiation levels inside a damaged reactor at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station are at their highest since the plant suffered a triple meltdown almost 6 years ago. The facility's operator, Tokyo Electric Power, or TEPCO, said atmospheric readings as high as 530 sieverts an hour had been recorded inside the containment vessel of reactor number 2. Do you realize how high that is? That is, what? The recent reading, described by some experts as unimaginable, is far higher than the previous record of 73 sieverts an hour in that part of the reactor. A single dose of 1 sievert is enough to cause radiation sickness and nausea. 5 sieverts would kill half those exposed to it within a month, and a single dose of 10 sieverts would prove fatal within weeks. TEPCO also said image analysis had revealed a hole in metal grating beneath the same reactor's pressure vessel. The 1-meter-wide hole was probably created by nuclear fuel that melted and then penetrated the vessel after the tsunami knocked out Fukushima Daiichi's backup cooling system. Official reports are not saying that the core has escaped the containment vessel and are claiming that no radiation has escaped the reactor, but later in the article admit that they don't really know where the core is. That is not good. If it is true that radiation levels are rising, that is probably not a good thing. Some are stating that because of the new administration, this will be back page news. We agree it's not headline news at all, but not sure if it matters to who is in command. The U.S. government and even worldwide governments seem to want to stick our heads in the sand until this is too late for us to do anything about it. And perhaps it already is. As you can see, this is catastrophic. 530, not 5, not 30, but 530 sieverts an hour. What? And to top that off, they don't actually know where the core is. They don't know where the core is. Folks, this is bad news. The radiation has already reached the west coast of the United States of America. And of course, as this proves to be at the highest level, I imagine that it's going to hit the west coast even harder. Now, of course, this has unimaginable consequences for those who are around Fukushima, which I imagine they're being told it's okay, it's safe, and blah, blah, blah. This, of course, was on Health Nut News, and of course, as you see here, there are multiple sources. Japan Times, Forbes Magazine, and a whole bunch of sources are listed below, which are all right here. Science Alert, Daily Kos, Japan Times, Yahoo News, no less, and now on Forbes Magazine. Okay? This is legit. This is not old news. It's happening right now. Breaking news for February 4th. Get this out. God bless and carry on.
In a new way, I don't know where I'm going, but I can't be late. Every day brings new faith when I'm rolling with you each and every day. I can't see the end, but you know it. I gotta maintain, don't blow it. Temptations all around, but I can't let them down, not even for a moment. Yeah, but how do I follow something I can't see? I need to know that you're there, need to know that you're there. Tell me faith is why I walk, it's not what I say. So now I know that you're there, now I know that you're there. There ain't a time that you aren't by my side, coast to coast, when I need you the most, yeah. And I won't rewind, my life has been defined. Say goodbye, adios, my old life is a ghost, yeah. My own life is a ghost. Love the way you hold me down. You got a real grip, and I can feel you all around. And I like it. Oh, 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 oh. Progressive, I'm down with the flow. Said, oh, 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 oh. Foot on the pedal, let's go. But how do I follow something I can't see? I need to know that you're there. Show me that you're there. You tell me, hey. This wild walk, it's not what I see. So now I know that you're there. Now I know that you're there. There ain't a time that you aren't by my side, coast to coast, when I need you the most, yeah. And I won't rewind, my life has been defined. Say goodbye, adios, my old life is a ghost, yeah. My old life is a ghost, my old life is a ghost. My own life is a ghost, my own life is a ghost. My own life is a ghost, my own life is a ghost. My own life is a ghost, my own life is a ghost. Oh, 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 oh
Another level. And another level. Yeah, but yeah, okay. Hey, we back, bruh.
Set us here. Yeah. Set us here.
Check, we on air.
Eh, you on air? Are you floating?
This guy is floating, man. I'm flowers hang. I'm flowers hang.
Oh, yeah, we on air, man. Yeah. We on.
Yes.
Okay, everybody. No, that was not my fault. It was him.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
It was all our fault. But you caught your own thing.
Okay, guys, we'll forgive you.
Caught your own thing. I am forever forgiving. I receive it. Yes, Jesus, yes, Mary. Yes. Blessed be the name of the Mary. Okay, all right. Yeah. Yeah, everybody, we're back again right here. But I'm sure that, you know what, you are excited. You enjoyed that track. It was awesome. It was vibed up. It was pumped up. Everybody enjoyed it. While Mr. Nash right here is busy snoring.
Okay.
That's why I'm busy rhyming.
You see now you woke me up, man.
Yeah.
This guy.
You know, I know you very well. I know you very well. You're the person that you're the second person that I spend time with every morning.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know the first. Mm. Also spend time with the first.
Hallelujah.
You must know.
Amen.
Hey! What do you see, man?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
In the same vision.
And in case other people are asking, who is that person? No, it's not what you think.
Hey.
It's God, yo.
Guys, calm down, man. It's our Heavenly Father.
Our Heavenly Father.
Yes, man.
Yes.
Mm.
We gotta do our quiet times.
Yes.
We gotta wake up and do our devotions.
Yeah, man.
And speak to God.
Yes.
Put God first in every single thing that you do.
Everything.
Jesus, see everything. Don't forget to go on www.activeworship.com.
Yeah.
Get the worship songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the Amplify, Unstoppable, and all other previous albums that have been recorded. And watch out for the 2017 one. It's gonna be blazing. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be on another.
It's coming.
Level. It's coming your way.
It's going to be on fire.
On fire.
Yeah.
Like the city.
I can't wait, man. You know, yeah, you get songs that are like amazing. They blow you. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You blow my mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what are we gonna be talking about, Mr. Dave?
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about being solid.
Being solid.
Solid. Solid. That's our topic. Solid.
So, what is solid?
So, if we can define solid, is being firm, stable in shape, not liquid or fluid. The stream was frozen solid. That's an example.
Mm.
The stream was frozen solid. So, if we can look at the synonyms of being solid, is hard, rock hard, rigid, firm, solidified, set, frozen. You hear what I'm saying? Those are one of the things that we can actually those are one of the synonyms, the few synonyms that we can give on solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I actually love the set, man. I love the set.
Yeah.
When you set to go, you're solid, man. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
You don't look back.
True that.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you a bit of a physical science background on before we get to the main real deal of spirituality, not spirituality, but the gospel side of it.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you the fundamentals of solid in the physical science side of it.
Yeah.
So solid is one of the four fundamental states of matter.
Mm.
The others being being liquid, gas, and plasma. It is characterized by a structural rigid and resistance to change a shape or volume.
Yeah.
Unlike a liquid, a solid object does not flow to take on the shape of its container. nor does it expand to fill the entire volume available to it like a gas does.
Hey.
The atoms in a solid are tightly bound in each other. So the atoms in a solid are tightly bound to each other. So they are made solid.
Yeah.
They are made solid together. So that's why they come tightly bounded together. So either in a regular geometric letters. Yay!
Yeah.
You know when you find those words that remind you of the vegetables.
Yeah.
But letters.
Yeah.
I think that's the word, letters. It's LATTICE. LATTICE. Okay. You also find crystalline solids, which include metal and ordinary ice. So you see, when you take that water and put it in there, in the freezer, you get that ice cube. And you also get the metals. Regularly it can be an amorphous. So by the way, if you're thinking right now, hey, what's that word, let me spell it out. amorphous. Amorphous solid, such as common window glass. So this amorphous solid is things like the glasses, you see, the window glass, the mirrors, and all those stuff, the door glass as well. It's different from the crystalline solids, which are the metals and ice. So those are the examples of the crystalline solids, which are the metals and ice. The examples of amorphous solid is the window glass, which is the most common one. So the branch of physics that deals with solid is called solid state physics. And it is the main branch of condensed matter physics, which also includes liquids. Material science is primarily concerned with the physical and chemical properties of solid. Solid state chemistry is especially concerned with the synthesis of novel materials, as well as the science of identification and chemical composition.
Yeah, man, I learned something new.
Something new
about solid.
I don't do physical science, but this is interesting. I gotta be honest.
It really is.
The fact that it's simplified. It's simplified is not those big words.
Yay! Yay!
Like those that you get in life science. What? One example, Mr. Nash.
Life science.
One example. Yeah.
Sarah, an example.
Yeah.
Of photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis, that one is easy. Chirioskiro. Yo, you get such words there in life science, chirioskiro. So those are the kind of words that I expected here in physical science. It's actually in detail form. Like it's detail.
Yeah, man. What's in detail, man?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You're insulting my intelligence.
Yeah, I just can't. Yeah, don't come here with your stuff here, man. Man, busy talking about four fundamentals. You explaining plasma. I'm thinking plasma TV. Now plasma TV is also for fundamentals of science. Hey man, it's too much, bro. You must know.
People, that was just the food for the this was just the food for thought. You get what I'm saying? So it was just information, the background of solid, what can be solid in people's lives, or what can the description of solid be to people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But also to giving the thing, the biblical side of it. Mr. Nash, what can you say on in terms of that?
You know, like, there's a verse that speaks on solid, you know, basically solid, and it's found in the book of Psalms, chapters 62, verse 6 to 9. And you know what it says is, he's a solid rock under my feet, breathing room for my soul. That's keep Jesus. Those words. Yeah. He's a solid rock under my feet, which is Jesus, breathing room for my soul. Now, when you got Christ in your life, you know, he's your solid rock. An impregnable castle, I'm set for life. When you got Christ, man, it's like when you're in that castle, you know.
Yeah.
In that castle where, you know, nothing can come against you that's going to conquer and all the stuff. Why? Because you got Christ in your life. And then, you know, if you look at verse 7, it actually says, my help and glory are in God.
Yeah.
So Christ is your solid rock under your feet. He actually, he keeps you standing.
Yeah.
And your help comes from God.
From God.
Why? Because yeah. He loves you, man. You're his child, man.
Yeah, so
he's supposed to be solid.
Like, you are his child. Like
yeah.
You said, Mr. Nash, we are his children.
Yes.
And some people may mistake it and be like, we are all children of God.
Yeah, you
but
know,
the
like,
Bible
yeah,
actually states
actually,
that those who believe, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
those
yeah.
who believe, who are in a relationship with God, who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and was raised from the dead.
Yeah,
you hear what I'm saying? So, it's if you are not, you know, I've been sharing this with my guys in my cell group at school, that, you know what, you cannot inherit what your father didn't own.
Yeah.
So, in order for you to inherit what your father owned, you need to be his child. You get what I'm saying? You need to be in good terms with your father. You need to be in a solid relationship. You need to have that room to breathe. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As solid as you are, you need to have that room to breathe. And you also need to acknowledge that your help comes from God. Your help and glory is in God. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Amen, man. Amen. Yeah, you know, and actually what you just said is true, you know. And that's where verse 8 actually backs it up, which actually tells you that you have to be in Christ in order for you to be a child of God and in order for him to be your solid rock under your feet. You know, if you go on to verse 8, it says, so trust him absolutely. People, lay your lives on the line for him. God is a safe place to be.
That's powerful.
Check
that's
right powerful. There, man.
You know, the part that actually hit me. It's like, people, lay your lives on the line for him.
Yeah, man.
Like, look, God gave his only begotten son to die for our sins.
Yeah.
And the only way that we can actually repay him, which will never be enough.
Yeah, truly.
Is by us laying down our lives.
Yeah.
For him.
True.
Which is awesome. That's great stuff.
Amazing stuff, man.
It
amazing
really
stuff.
Gets you solid. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? It really gets
yeah.
you solid. Because
true that.
The word of God, when the word of God is alive and kicking in your life, in your heart, wherever you go, you have the word of God inside of you. Nothing can attack you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yo, man, now, which also goes back to what you said, you know, earlier on, that those who are not in Christ, the Bible states that they are not children of God. Because why? They don't have Christ. And if you look at verse 9 of chapter 62 Psalms, it actually says man as such is smoke, woman as such mirage. Put them together. So if you take men who are like smoke and you take women who are like a mirage, put them together, they are nothing. Two times nothing is nothing.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
The word is actually telling you.
Yeah.
Men who are like that, they're actually nothing.
Yeah.
They're nothing. When you put them together, two times nothing is nothing.
Yeah, man, we have spoken. And what we're going to do right now is that we're going to give you something that you can get yourself grooving. And we're going to get back to the topic of being solid talking about solidified men and women of God. And this is what we're going to do right now. We're going to give you what you got to receive, because we've been cooking. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now you got to get your body moving.
Gonna come back with more stuff.
Yeah, everybody, enjoy the music.
Yeah.
We're seeing Christians slaughtered by ISIS. This is happening across the Middle East. Is this genocide?
This is genocide. This shows that ISIS is not just at war with the world. It is at war with Christians, and it's trying to say to Christians, you have a choice. Convert to Islam, or you will be killed.
We cannot stay silent and passive. The UN Center for Law and Justice signs a commission of inquiry on the Syrian Arab Republic for gathering evidences of the genocide committed by ISIS. The ECLJ strongly supports the call for the Security Council to act under Chapter 7, taking actions against ISIS and sanctions against states and entities supporting it. We should all recognize those genocides and condemn the ideology inspiring them. We cannot stay silent and passive.
It is illegal for you or me or any American to provide any type of assistance to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or other terrorist groups. If we broke this law, we'd be thrown in jail. Yet the U.S. government's been violating this law for years, directly and indirectly supporting allies and partners of groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, with money, weapons, intelligence, and other support in their fight to overthrow the Syrian government. A recent New York Times article confirmed that rebel groups supported by the U.S., quote, have entered into battlefield alliances with the affiliate of Al-Qaeda in Syria, formerly known as Al-Nusra. The Wall Street Journal reports that rebel groups are, quote, doubling down on their alliance with Al-Qaeda. This alliance has rendered the phrase moderate rebels meaningless. We must stop this madness. We must stop arming terrorists. I'm introducing the Stop Arming Terrorists Act today to prohibit taxpayer dollars from being used to support terrorists. Mr. Speaker, I yield back.
Also American advisors?
Yes, there were experts from many countries.
Who will also seek to support and back some of the opposition and may provide them with assistance.
The Obama administration had a choice whether to renounce that strategy on the part of its allies or to go along with it. And clearly, although there was never any public acknowledgement of this, the Obama administration did, in fact, decide to go along with that strategy.
For those who work at the Pentagon, the main entrance to the building is on the southeast side. But for the military's top brass and the nation's leaders, there are special VIP entrances.
ISIL forces included. As I've said before, this aspect of our strategy was moving too slowly, but the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province. We're speeding up training of ISIL forces.
We're a humanitarian nation, but the legacy of the Obama-Clinton interventions will be weakness, confusion, and disarray. A mess. We've made the Middle East more unstable and chaotic than ever before. We left Christians subject to intense persecution and even genocide. We have done nothing to help the Christians, nothing. And we should always be ashamed for that lack of action. Our actions in Iraq, Libya, and Syria have helped unleash ISIS. And we're in a war against radical Islam, but President Obama won't even name the enemy. And unless you name the enemy, you will never, ever solve the problem.
We are going to protect Christianity, and if you look what's going on throughout the world, you look at Syria, where they're, if you're Christian, they're chopping off heads. You look at the different places, and Christianity, it's under siege.
Demonstrating the greatness, communicating the statement of faith on pages. Same as the God who came to engage in awakened nations. Slowly shaping the industry with the message we're packaging. Changing our history, check the passage and raveling. The gospel we're javeling, traveling to the pagans. Steady holding your banners, we channel it, showing patience. Dictating the terms of operation from the canon. Inhale, regeneration for the sons of Adam.
It's never been about the top light, more about the science that we dropping like it was blood in a pit fight. Put the theory on pause, examine the bars, put the knowledge in your gun barrel, darts for your squad. Let me show you the highlights. If you don't touch it, better handle my style right. And you can get what you get, but you still get checked. You stepping and you talking, ain't thoughts right, thoughts right. Early morning at twilight, need a lampstand shining under the starlight. From cassette to cassette, we slide and we kept. You step into the people is alright, alright.
Redefining your perspective, order life for your direction. Hold the light for the reflection, see the crisis, true inspection. In the heart for real detection, for the violence and infection. We were bombed by deep deflection, but we find a sweet election through the cornerstone. Christ upon the throne, we overthrow hearts of stone. To grace alone and faith alone, in him we hold. Treasures that we overflow, we wrestle out the battle zone. Flexing cause
never
we rest
in
hope.
Never changing the pattern of gospel rapping. Never follow a traitor, this band is a twisted canvas. And whackness all for a sale. All is raising the standard, major bars heavy lifting. It's the age of the granite flavor, hard haters drifting. Trembling cancer, gambling, canceling the dysfunctional. Handing in thoughts, we gathering, hammering for your heart and soul. Forever aiming change with the gospel to reform. The unregenerate like Judas in chains to be reborn.
Let me show you the highlights. If you don't touch it, better handle my style right. You can get what you get, but you still get checked. You stepping and you talking, ain't thoughts right, thoughts right. Early morning at twilight, need a lampstand shining under the starlight. From cassette to cassette, we slide and we kept. You step until the people is alright, alright.
It all sound the same, ain't nobody different. Only thing I'm seeing is a broken carbon copy pimping. And scores of people handing others mirages. How you wanna be the felon but never carry the charges? Only flog you an image for you to buy. Give you smoke and mirrors and you falling for it like an alibi. Close enough to entrance but too far for you to touch. Call it a chase cause it's a chance, cause the work is too much.
We contenders for the faith, humble rumble with the fakes. Got the arsenal with grace, how we tumble, no mistake. Revolution, reconstructing retribution. Restituting wretched humans, constituting resolution. God's reunion with the king and so we cling. Harnessing the real, and God will build the rhyme and guild without the skill. The honorary legion, so we broadcast. Illuminating freedom like a bomb blast.
Let me show you the highlights. If you don't touch it, better handle my style right. You can get what you get, but you still get checked. You stepping and you talking, ain't thoughts right, thoughts right. Early morning at twilight, need a lampstand shining under the starlight. From cassette to cassette, we slide and we kept. You step until the people is alright, alright. Let me show you the highlights. If you gon' touch it, better handle my style right. And you can get what you get, but you still get checked. If you stepping and you talking, ain't thoughts right, thoughts right. Early morning at twilight, be the lampstand shining under the starlight. From cassette to cassette, we slide and we kept. We step until the people is alright, alright.
Yeah. Back everybody, we back. Back everybody, we back.
Back
everybody, we back.
Yo, back.
Back everybody, we
back. You back.
Yeah, you back, we back, everyone's back. We all love it, and we're loving it. And guess what? You tune in here on the Dave and Nash Show. Don't forget that. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Dave.
So, our grand entry, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be that V8.
Hey. Yes.
It reminds me of the 325 BMW.
Hey. Hey.
God, it's on fire.
Hey.
Like when you step your foot down there and rev it. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's no use of you revving it and just standing in one position. You gotta make it move, man.
Yeah, man, gotta make it move.
Yeah.
It's the use of having something that's not moving, making
think
noise
about
here.
It. Think about
it. Who wants to make noise, man?
Yeah,
we don't wanna make noise.
Before I rudely interrupted you actually wanted to ask something. You were like, so, Mr.
Dave.
Mm-hmm.
introduce ourselves, man, to the people that just tuned in?
Alright, to the people who just tuned in, this is your boy, DJ Dash, here on the Dave and Nash Show.
Yes?
So, my name is DJ Dash, Dave, and I'm tuned in. You are tuned in with Mr. Nash alongside with me, who is my colleague, and also my brother, Nash.
Yeah.
Mr. Nave.
Uh-huh.
DJ Nave.
Yeah. So
Son
they say.
Of God. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got it all, everybody. This is how we roll right here. We are getting excited. You get what I'm saying? We got the moving. We got to be moving. We got to be doing what. Look, think about it. We got to be excited.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
Because we got the lives that we live in today. And God has blessed us with those lives that we live in today.
True that. True
and
that.
So, in order for us to carry on with life, with the obstacles that are that we face each and every single day in our lives, we gotta be solid.
Yeah.
But we cannot just be solid. Don't think about now taking your children. Now you want your children to be solid. Now you take them and put them in the freezer so that they can froze up, so that they can freeze up to be solid. No, I'm not talking about that. So in order for you to be solid, you gotta be planted on the right foundation. You gotta find the source that will solidify you. You know what I'm saying? So what solidifies me is actually the Word of God. Being planted in the Word of God. Being rooted in the Word of God. That will make me unshakable. That will make me unmovable.
Yeah.
That will keep me rigid. That will keep me firm. That will keep me stable and in shape.
Yeah.
Why? Because Christ died for my sins so that I can have a relationship with Him and with the Father in heaven, in which I will inherit everything that I desire. So, everybody, as we are still talking about solid, Mr. Nash, what more do you have to add? As we are speaking about, speaking on Psalm 62, verse 6 to 9, before we went to the break. So what do you have for the people to actually think about being solid?
Being solid?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I got new stuff, man.
What?
I just found out.
What?
My head is solid. Yeah, man. Obviously, you know, like, being solid, you know, it all goes back to who you set as your priority in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are not emotionally solid, you know.
Yeah.
And there's basically a lot of areas where you need to be solid.
Yeah.
It's not just your emotions. It's also your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also your muscles. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm trying to say is the person who you also put in your life determines how solid your life is going to be.
Yeah.
How solid your lifestyle, how you're going to be sustainable, you know, sustaining and everything. So basically what I'm saying is setting God as your first priority. Like if you look at the book, the previous session before we went to the break, we actually shared Psalms, the book of Psalms chapter 62 verse 6 to 9, where the word itself said that Christ is our solid foundation and we should lay our lives down for Him.
Mm-hmm.
We should lay our lives down for Him. Why? Because God is a safe place to be.
Yeah.
So right there, set Him as your first priority.
That's right.
And then your life gonna be solid.
Yeah.
Like verse 6 says, He is a solid rock under my feet.
Mm-hmm.
So He's a solid rock under our feet.
Solid
children.
On which I stand.
Hey. Yes.
Never fail me.
Jesus.
Eh? And still you are with me.
Uh-huh.
And still you are with me.
Yay.
Thank you, Jesus.
You rescued me.
Hey. I deserve it. You are the king.
Yes.
Ah, man.
That, yeah, man. I got that song, man.
Yeah.
Gotta love those
and
songs.
And also, I'd like to share from the book of Acts chapter 10 verse 34 to 48, helpful and not helpful. That's the title on that. So Peter opened his mouth and said, truly I understand that God shows no partiality, But in every nation, everyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. I would like to read that passage again. It says, truly I understand that God shows no partiality. He shows no favoritism. So God shows no favoritism. But in every nation, everyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him.
Yeah.
We cannot be accepted into the kingdom of God if we're not doing what is right. We cannot be accepted in the kingdom of God when we're not doing what God requires us to do.
Yeah.
If we're doing other things that are not pleasing to God, then how can we accept, how can we expect God to actually bless us or accept us into his family? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as for the word that he sent to Israel, So as for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism that John proclaimed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. So Jesus, Peter is telling us about the fact that Jesus went out throughout all Judea and Galilee, and he was anointed to actually go out there and do good and do good things and heal people. If God actually anointed Jesus to do so, and the word of God says that we can do greater things than he did, what is stopping us from doing good and getting people healed?
True. Yeah, man.
Because when we are solid in the word of God, when we are acceptable to him, then nothing can hold us back. Why? Because we have the power of God. We have been adopted into his family. We are planted. We are rooted deep down on the ground. We cannot be shaken. Why? Because we are solid. We can stand firm. Why? Because we are solid. We are solid in shape. We are stable in shape. And nothing can move us. We are hard. We are hardcore. You get what I'm saying? We finish or whenever we get or begin our cell there with my guys at school, with my disciples, we actually start by roaring.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. And then, one of the days, when was it? On Wednesday, I went to the class. I went to one of the classes. I went there to drop the educator's details form. And then, as I entered, most of my guys were there in that class.
Yeah.
And then they started roaring. And the teacher was sitting there. He looked. He was like, hey, we don't want animals. We don't want animals. But that actually shows that, you know what, they really enjoy listening to the word of God every single morning.
Yeah.
You also need to get them excited. You get what I'm saying? You need to give them the reason to actually come back for more.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
True that.
But you don't need to try by all means to actually get them to give their lives or to force them into giving their lives. But actually, it's a choice.
Yeah.
God is a gentleman. He doesn't force people to actually love him.
Mm-hmm.
He gives them a free will.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah.
True, man.
We are given a choice.
Yeah, even the word actually states that, you know. You are given a choice to, you basically, like, if we even look at the choice of, you know, life and death, he gives us a choice, free will. He gave us, even in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, yeah, I almost say the book of generosity. Make my own book here, man. Yeah, man, I think I'm gonna write a book called Generosity. The Lord is speaking. Yes, guys. So watch out. The book is coming very soon. Yeah. But in the book of Genesis, you know, it states that we were given a will, you know, a free will, freedom to choose. And that's why the devil went and tempted Adam and Eve. Why? Because he knew they were given the choice to choose, you know, the freedom of choice. And he tempted them and deceived them because he's a deceiver. But right there, to love God, we are given the choice. I mean, look at it. If I look at my life, I was given that choice and I rejected it a lot of times until I got tired of doing what I'm doing. Why? Because I wasn't getting results and outcomes.
Doing what you were doing, not what you're doing now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I said what I was doing. What's wrong with
you? I said what you are doing.
Not I. Was.
Okay.
This guy. Come at your stuff, man.
My own stuff.
Aye, man.
If so, yeah. You're going to listen to it again and then, yeah.
Yes, as I was still saying before Mr. Davey interrupted me. Yes, like I said, I had the choice, but I rejected it. Why? Because of the things that I used to do. And all those things forced me to actually make the wrong decision. And I can say right now, I wouldn't want to go back. Why? Because now what I'm actually, the life that I'm living now, better than the life that I used to live before. Because there's Christ in it. And the book of Psalms chapter 2 verse 6 to 9 is actually, I can say it's true in my life. It applies. Why? Because Christ is the solid rock under my feet. Mm-hmm. Who's the solid rock under your feet? Yeah. That's the question. Mm-hmm. How solid are you? How solid is your life? Supposed to be planted into the word, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because nothing else can solidify you except the word of God.
Yeah.
Why God created each and every single thing that exists today. The chair that you are sitting on right now, the car that you are driving, he gave that person who invented that car the mentality or the ideas. He gathered them together to say, you know what, you're going to build this, this and that. Why? Because I have given you the brains to think. I have given you the understanding, the knowledge, the wisdom.
Mm.
And the vision to actually visualize on what you should build.
Yeah.
God gave us the ideas that we have today. We shouldn't be boasting about them.
Mm.
Yes, we might have worked hard, but who gave you the strength to work that hard to achieve what you have achieved today? It's God.
Yeah, true that.
You can never get it anywhere else. You can never get any strength from anywhere else except from God.
Yeah.
Because he is the beginning and the end. He's the truth and the life.
True.
He's the word that is being spoken over our lives. He is the word that actually activates us. He is the word that solidifies us. He is the word that keeps us in shape. He is the word that keeps us stable. He is the word that makes us firm.
Yeah.
He's the word that makes us rigid, hard, rock hard. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we cannot be shaken.
Yeah, true that.
In the world.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be shaken. Don't be shaken, man. Yeah, and I've noticed that a lot of people out there, you know, yeah. they actually have the wrong image when it comes to solid and all those things. And yeah, Mr. Dave, man, you know, some people even emotionally, you know, they got the wrong image and all those stuff. You know, and then when you go to science, science comes with their knowledge, but they don't have wisdom behind that knowledge.
Yeah.
So you have all this bunch of knowledge, but you don't know how to apply it. You don't know how to get outcomes out of it, which is amazing because I love the word of God because it's alive, powerful and active, and it's changing people's lives because it comes with knowledge and gives you the wisdom and insight on what you're actually reading and what you need to do. And as a result, it changes your life because God is active. And you know something that, like science came with the knowledge saying that, you know, emotionally you should meditate. You know, you should meditate to have emotional strong feelings and all those stuff. Come on, Mr. Dave, don't you want to elaborate, you know, on that? What do you have to say on that?
Okay, as you have spoken about meditation, these are ways on which you can build an unbreakable emotional base.
Yeah.
Like you have mentioned one of them, meditation. Meditation is an effective way to balance yourself out mentality.
Yeah.
You can actually use it to minimize emotional peaks and valleys. Base of all, it's free.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to pay anything to meditate. You just take your time and actually meditate.
Yeah, true that.
But it's also important what you meditate on. Because we should be meditating on the Word of God, since it's the one that actually solidifies us, that keeps us firm. So we should be meditating on the Word of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that, man. Like, yeah, it's amazing. But then, you know, there's also something that can be dangerous. Like, okay, meditating is amazing. Now, what would you say, like, what do you actually meditate on? So that people don't just say, okay, I'm going to meditate, everything is going to be cool, and then they end up doing the wrong things, you know, meditating on the wrong things. So a meditation, like on meditation, what do you need to exactly like meditate on?
All right. Like we have been speaking of, you know, we've been reading different verses and all that, and you have gotten the actual background or the actual concept of what we are speaking about, what kind of solidity that we are talking about, from Psalm 62:6-9. And look, what you need to meditate on, you need to meditate on the Word of God. Because taking it back to what I said, is that God created everything. He created the heaven and the earth.
Mm.
So your emotional state, like even like now, look, the Bible also says that we are created in the image of God. So if we are created in the image of God, in order for us to build an unbreakable emotional base, we need to be in the Word of God. That's why we need to meditate on the Word of God, so that we can find that emotional base that is unbreakable.
Yeah.
So that we can build that emotional base that is unbreakable. Mm. But we can do that by soaking our lives deep in the Word of God.
True that.
So that we cannot be shaken.
Yeah,
not be moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was thinking, man. Go there in the room, man, you start meditating, you know.
Yeah.
Meditating, next thing, bam, this other face pops up in front of you like, yay! Yeah, meditating on the wrong stuff, man.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, gotta meditate on the Word of God, man. Yeah, which is true. So, Dave, anything else that you got for us, man?
All right, there's this other one that is actually going through. Learn internal martial arts.
Yeah.
Internal martial arts.
Internal.
Tai Chi.
Yay.
Yay. Tai Kung.
Yay.
Yay.
Tai Kung.
Tai Chi or Tai Kung.
Yeah.
Forms of moving meditation.
Yeah.
Highly recommended for building an unshakable emotional core.
Mm.
So some people actually use those Tai Ching and Tai Kung to actually, they go on the riverside or wherever there's fresh air and all that stuff and start and fold their legs, close their eyes. I'm setting my mind free. You get what I'm saying? All those kind of things. But you know what? There is only one place where we can find our base in which our emotions can be unbreakable, cannot be breakable, cannot be broken, actually. So we need to build that emotional base on a solid foundation. You can build it on a solid foundation, which is the Word of God. Read the Word of God each and every single day. When you wake up in the morning, read the Word of God. When you go to sleep at night, read the Word of God and pray to Him to say, thank you, dear Lord Almighty, for guiding me throughout the day, because I wouldn't have made it this far if it wasn't for your love, mercy, and grace.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made it this far if it wasn't for your glorious reign in my life. And you know, actually, the other thing, money.
Mm.
Make money.
Yay!
That's what they say.
Yeah,
make money. That's the opinions that people give.
Mm.
Make money. Worry over lack of money causes stress.
Mm.
Worry. So now you worry. Highlighting worry. The Bible actually states that if you worry, it shows that you do not have faith.
Yeah.
Because now you're not trusting God. That's why you are worried.
Yeah.
So that worry, because you don't have money, causes you to stress out. That goes on another level of unfaithfulness. Because now you do not have faith. You get into that point whereby you're now stressing. That can bleed over into your relationships.
Mm.
Because now you don't, you are worried because of the fact that you do not have money. Now that you have stress, you can now easily actually blast it out to other people who are not even involved in your emotional breakdown. Get your finances in order. You need to get your finances in order. Learn to make money.
Yeah.
Learn to make money. But look, don't put money over God. Mm-hmm. God should be first.
Yeah.
And then the rest will come, will follow.
Yeah.
As the word of God in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else, all things shall be added unto you. So there is nothing else that you should be seeking after except the word of God, except the will of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is true, man, which is true. And yeah, there's like amazing stuff. And it's actually reality, you know, it's reality. It but is. People, they like, they don't put the right person as their priority. And it goes back to, I remember beginning of January, like the topics that we were actually sharing on, you know, the sermons and everything that we were sharing on. Like we actually touched on that specific part of your life, which is priorities.
Yeah.
Who you set as your priorities are the doors that you have open. And if you honor the right person, you'll have the right doors open. Mm-hmm. If you honor the wrong person, you'll have the wrong doors open. Now, also emotionally and all those stuff, becoming a person who's living a life that is solid also goes back to your priority. Goes back down to who you set as your priority in your life. Who do you seek first? When you wake up, who's the first person on your mind? You know, some people will be like, I'm thinking, okay, first person in my life, Susan, yeah, that's the first person you think. I mean, like some people, yeah, it's reality, man.
Yeah.
First thing they do when their eyes open is, where's that phone, blah.
You know,
where's the phone?
Actually, that's what happens to each and every person. Whenever they wake up, no matter how deep in sleep they were,
yeah,
the first thing that they look at is their phone.
Yay.
Here's my phone. All this stuff, they start freaking out.
Yay.
So, since I'm speaking on freaking out, so the other thing to build an unbreakable emotional base, which is said, is breathe. Breathe. Next time you feel yourself freaking out, stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
And breathe.
Yeah, true that.
Take 50 deep breaths in a row. Breathe using your belly, not your chest.
Wow.
Breathe using your belly, not your chest.
Sorry.
Yeah. Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things that you can do. Actually, breathe.
Yeah.
Breathe. Stop freaking out and breathe. Stop freaking out and take a breath. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. And I've actually seen it actually helps, you know.
Yeah.
You get those people that freak out a lot, and then after freaking out, they start breathing. Then you see, let me calm down. And it's actually working.
Yeah.
It's working. You're like, wow, this thing is actually helping this person, you know. And yeah, if you look at it also, it also, you know, touches an area which also develops a healthy, you know, lifestyle where you become solid also, which is exercise. Now, when you work out heavily, almost every day, your body weight training, you know, lifting weights, MMA, etc., you know, regular exercise will help you smooth you out, you know,
It'll
help you calm down. You'll actually calm down and all the stuff. You'll actually have a healthy lifestyle, which you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm already seeing those bananas, the peanuts, man. See those weights, man. Go in the gym, come out there, Baba Prof, man. You're working out. This guy, Mahel, come here, just stop, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Everybody, this has been an awesome session that we had right here. But, you know, we don't want to wear you out, you get what I'm saying? But even though, you'll never get wet out. Why? Because you're enjoying these sessions, you're enjoying this talk, because you can get to interact with us by going to Facebook and actually type on Active FM 777.
Yep,
right there. And then you can go on Twitter, stop twitching and start tweeting.
Yeah, yeah.
active FM.
Tweet.
777 as well.
Tweet.
And you can go on iTunes as well there. You start active FM 777. So we are active FM. You can go on Instagram as well. You can www.activefm.co.za and get our shows right there, or on iona.com and also get our shows right there. We're promoting, we're taking them out there. Go and listen and make sure that you actually send them to other people as well. You actually, no, it's not send them, but actually advise other people to go and get them as well.
Yeah and actually, you know, spread it out, share it there.
Yeah.
And you know, there's people that actually need their lives to get changed. I mean, like the last time, even this morning, yesterday also, when I met with my guys and I asked them, imagine you had a friend who you actually could speak to about Jesus, you know. Now the fact that you're a person that decides to only speak to people about Jesus on Sundays, that person, that friend of yours who's in your school, when they decide to take him to the next school, he's not saved. What do you think the next school is gonna be like?
Yeah.
Compared to if you actually told that person about Jesus, their lives get changed and they take them to the next school. When they go that side, they'll change the whole school.
True that.
Because their life is impacted.
Yeah.
Gotta live Christ every day.
Yeah, everybody. So right now, we've been cooking. So right now, we gotta dish up. We gotta pour out some good stuff. Because
yeah,
right here on the number one station, Active FM, with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nev on the
show.
We're gonna be hitting you with the track. So enjoy, everybody.
Yeah.
Cut it. 3, 2, 1
Holla. Hey.
Alright, okay. Yeah, everybody, welcome back right here on the Devin Nash Show. Right here on the one station with the boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nev. You get on saying, I'm on the rhyming zone. I'm doing this thing. Bruh, you haven't seen that much today.
Alright.
You know what I'm saying?
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright. Hey, this guy.
Alright. Remix this thing, mama. Alright. Put an upbeat there. Alright.
Hey, it's too much, man.
Alright.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so we back.
Yeah. See, this is the family, yo. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the crazy brother that I have who's going on another level. With his levels, yeah. His levels of creativity. He has different levels of creativity every day, Baba. Yeah, yes, but yeah, this is you, man.
That's
you
what it
know.
Takes to be a businessman. You know, when you have that business mentality, you always come up with different ideas. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
So, which is true.
Yeah.
I don't do business, by the way. You know, like, yeah, he's the one that does
yeah,
the business.
Yeah, you learn from me.
Man. Yeah, man.
Then you can teach me some architect right there.
Ah, you must know, man. I'm gonna design my own house.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who wants a design plan, you know, a flow plan. Yeah, you got Mr. Nash here.
Mm-hmm.
Who's gonna do it for free? Free, ne?
For free?
Yeah, free.
Yo, you gotta start with mine.
Don't you know, man?
You gotta start with mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For free?
Mm-hmm.
0, 0,
mm-hmm.
comma, 0, 0, comma, 0, 0, cent times a million.
What?
Yeah, now you got your prize, man. For free times a million. Yeah.
Right.
So it's for free for me to
no,
do it.
And then a
million for the paper to come out, you see.
No, I take the first plan.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I take the first
plan. They actually go along, you know, they complement each other, you see. For free to actually put it on the paper and then a million to get it out of the paper, you see.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Nash, as we're speaking about how to build an unbreakable emotional base.
Yeah.
What more do you have right there? Because I can see that you've been speaking on exercise. What else can people learn today from this show and be like, this show was productive today in terms of building emotional base, an unbreakable emotional base? I mean.
Yeah, yeah. You know, some of the people that don't have an emotionally stable life, if I can, stable life. I can put it that way. You know why? Because they're busy relying on their own strength.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, one of the areas that actually impacts you the most is when that person leaves. You know, the thing that actually hurts you the most is knowing that this person that you fell in love with, you're just not meant to be with. Like, yo, this person's gone. Yo, and they hurt me. Ah, my man, I can never forgive these people. You know, you tend to have that attitude, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I can never forget these people, you know. I can never forgive this person. Which is amazing, you know. It's hard to forgive someone who's going to come back into your heart.
Yeah.
Who's going to come back into your life.
Mm.
It's hard to forgive that person, you know. It's easy to forgive someone who, you know, you'll never see for the rest of your life. Like, ah, you know what? Forgive this person, I'll never see them. Ah, what's the use, you know?
But somebody that you're going to be seeing each and every single day.
Welcome to the Trump Breaking News Network, your daily source for up-to-the-minute Trump news. Join us today and every day. Here's today's news. This is TBNN.
Trump just gave all Christians the gift of a lifetime. No president has ever done anything like this. By Lindsay Bruce. Donald Trump isn't just fulfilling the promises he made during his campaign, he is crushing them. Trump just announced that he is going to change a rule that had churches around the country living in fear that if they speak out about a political figure, they will be attacked by the government. President Trump will be repealing the Johnson Amendment, which bans public charities, including churches, from campaigning for or against a candidate for elected office. Among those freedoms is the right to worship according to our own beliefs. That is why I will get rid of and totally destroy the Johnson Amendment and allow our representatives of faith to speak freely and without fear of retribution, Trump said. I will do that, remember. This move will give a voice back to churches who have been attacked by left-wing policies and an abusive IRS. Franklin Graham, son of American preacher Billy Graham, was a victim of the Johnson Amendment. Graham faced IRS investigations for his organization's Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He wrote to President Obama in 2013 to complain. I believe that someone in the Obama administration was targeting and attempting to intimidate us, he wrote. This is morally wrong and some would call it un-American. Trump promised during his campaign to give churches their voice back, and that is exactly what he is doing. Thank you, President Trump, and God bless you for this.
That's the news. Join us here every day. Be sure to subscribe and click the bell. See you next time. This is TV.
here for a fresh anointing. I'm here for a fresh anointing. Let's ask him to fill us.
Church.
Pray, church.
Desperate for you. come with your power.
Yeah, you know, like, it's easy to forgive someone who's not gonna be in your life, and it's actually hard to forgive someone that you know you're gonna see in your life, you know, someone that you know you'll always be around with, you know, you'll actually see this person's face almost every single day of your life.
Yeah.
Now, when you actually get in a situation like that, you know, where this person hurts you, you know what the world says, sleep on it, you know, and then you'll deal with it the next day. But nah, the word doesn't actually, the word doesn't encourage that.
Yeah.
You know, the word doesn't encourage you to do that. In fact, what the word says you must do is forgive that person.
Yeah.
You know, forgive and forget. Not sleep on it and then deal with it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Imagine if everyone was like that. Mm. You know what? Now sleep on it, Papa. Tomorrow I'm gonna get you. Tomorrow I'll deal with it. Deal with you. Gonna see. But imagine if everyone had to be like that.
Yeah.
Ah, man. You'll be getting a corrupt world here, you know, and all those stuff. But that's not what we supposed to do, you know. That's not how we're supposed to have a solid, foundational-based, emotional life.
Aye.
Yeah, man, it's going in the dictionary, man.
Yeah. I gotta come with my dictionary.
Ah, you must know. I must know. But yeah, one of them is not... Don't sleep on it.
Yeah.
Forgive.
Yeah.
So basically forgiving.
Yeah. And also, you know what you can do? You can actually cultivate a tribe.
Mm.
Cultivate a tribe. Stay close with your friends and family members. Seek others out for support if you need it. Instead of running far away from where the help is, you can actually go to your friends and family. And actually, and you know what? Not just any friends,
mm.
but friends that you find in Christ. Friends who actually consider the word. Friends
yeah.
that will teach you biblically. That will actually give you emotional support biblically.
Mm.
So cultivate a tribe. Not just a tribe, but a team that will have your back at all times.
Mm.
Yeah.
True
and
that.
Also, you know what the world is? Don't yell. Don't yell. Never scream. Yell. Or raise your voice to her. Who is that? You know what you're speaking about, Mr. Nash.
Susie.
So Susie is, you know, yeah, your other half. Hey. If you are a guy.
Hey.
So Jack is your other half. If you are a girl. Yeah. So don't yell. Don't yell at people. No matter how angry you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or no matter how angry that person is, don't yell.
Mm-hmm.
So you get what I'm saying? So you gotta be emotionally stable. You gotta need to humble yourself before
yeah.
the Lord.
True that.
And He will lift you up.
True that. And don't base, you know. And the reason why you actually end up in that situation where you feel like, I'm gonna yell at this person, I'm gonna do this to this person, I'm gonna get them tomorrow, is because you based on your own strength.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it. The Lord's the one that blessed you with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when that person is no longer doing what they're supposed to do? In other words, what I'm trying to say is, what do you do when that person is no longer obeying the word? And as a result, that person is affecting you also and hurting you.
Yeah.
You rely on God to sort that person out. Mm-hmm. Why? Because He's the one that brought that person into your life.
Christ the solution.
So He's the one that can actually get her back into His will, make sure that she's actually living a life according to His will, or He's living a life according to His will. Or if the person does not change, can always bring someone who's worth it back
yeah.
into your life.
Yeah.
He's the one that blessed you with.
You know, the other thing that actually makes people yell at each other, especially when they are a couple,
yay,
is jealousy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's that's one of the things that you gotta kill jealousy.
Yeah,
because now jealousy comes out of assumptions and presumptions. You start assuming that this person is doing this and that, so now you get jealousy. So now you start crying, you start yelling,
yay,
you start putting it out of your mind and all those stuff. You got what I'm saying? Start putting him out of your mind and all that stuff instead of sorting out the situation, sorting out the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And actually get on a solid background. You get what I'm saying? On a solid foundation, I mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you gotta be emotionally stable.
Yeah.
You know, the world can give you all those suggestions of how to be emotionally stable. But how long will they last?
Yeah, you know.
They might work, but how long will they last?
And yeah, like a question that you should always ask yourself, you know, when they actually tell you something to do, your question should be, what I'm about to do, does it glorify the word of that? Does it glorify God?
Mm-hmm.
Is it in line with God's will? Because if what you're about to do doesn't glorify God, then no, man, just cut it. Don't actually continue.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it. Cut it. Cut it.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if you don't live, you know, a life where you actually examine everything, if it's in line with the Lord's will, what's going to happen is you'll actually take the world's advice, where they actually say, in order for you to deal with stuff, you gotta use bad language.
Yeah.
You gotta do that. You gotta tell people, yeah, just do this. That's what they say. But when you actually live a life where you're looking at each and everything that you importing into your life and exporting, you know, like the word says, it's not what comes in, it's what goes out.
Yeah.
But if you look at it also, what comes into your life can also determine what's going to come out of your life.
Yeah.
So same thing with your mind, because your mind is so fertile, you know, your mind is actually fertile soil. And then when it comes to what I'm trying to say is, the way it's so fertile, every single thought that you think determines what's going to come out of your life.
Yeah.
Now, if you're bringing negative thoughts, what the world says, to language, what's going to happen? Your mind is going to become, it's going to become, let me say, you're going to plant seeds which are negative into the mind, and then the mind's going to produce negative outcomes.
Yeah.
So your mind is filled with everything negative, and then when you start talking and removing everything, oh, people are like, this is a nuclear bomb, man.
It's all that do.
There's
no even break on that do.
Yeah.
Do all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody, you gotta be planted in the word of God and make sure that you are solid in your spirit, in your spiritual realm. You gotta be solid when it comes to the word of God.
Yeah.
Because there are people that are gonna attack you.
Mm-hmm.
When you are planted in the word of God, there are people that are gonna attack you and try to rip you apart. But you gotta be solid. That's why you need to be planted in the word of God. That's why you need to have a solid foundation.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
True that. And something that's powerful as well is setting goals, you know.
Yeah.
Having goals. I mean, like, now I actually have goals every single day. When I wake up, I know one of my goals is to buy that car. That's one of my goals. Other goal is to finish my trick. Other goal is to buy those houses. Those are goals right there. Other goal is to develop my relationship with God. And then I got daily goals. Every single day, when you wake up at 4, spend time with God for this amount of time. Bath, brush your teeth, eat, breakfast, all those things, and even small things like blink. I'm joking, man. But yeah, daily goals also, you gotta have a daily goal.
Yeah.
You know, schedule, if I can put it that way. Gotta have a daily goal schedule. And you gotta have long-term goals and short-term goals.
Yeah.
Which are gonna lead you to your success.
Yeah.
And right there, you learn to also develop a solid emotional life. And not just emotional, but also the rest of the area.
Yeah.
They become solid. Stay solid. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how it is. And people, you know what? We've had a lot of stuff to talk about with you guys, and we've spoken a lot with you, and we've gotten to that part of the time of the session or the show whereby, you know what, we're getting close to say goodbye.
Yay.
But you know,
it's dangerous, man.
We're not just gonna leave you like that.
Yeah,
we're not just gonna leave you like that. We don't want to leave you like that, but instead we want to give you something that's gonna make you remember. You get what I'm saying? That's gonna
make you remember.
That's gonna make you think. It's gonna make you think about what you are doing and how to be solid.
Remember.
So remember,
the Lord
loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha ha, man.
So everybody,
yeah,
stay tuned right here on number one station. Also, don't forget to go on www.activefm.com. www.cr.co.za and get the shows, because they are the best shows. You get the 3 shows a day.
Yeah.
That's like jam-packed, filled with Christ music. Why? What? Because Christ music is what?
Hot music. Music.
Yeah, so everybody enjoy the track.
Peace.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Everybody, we're back with another one.
Another one.
Eh?
Another
this
one.
This guy was singing and then.
Another one.
Another one.
Another one.
Another one. One.
One.
2, 3, 4. Yeah, we're back here on the Dave and Nash show. You tuned in here with Mr. Dave.
And Mr. Nash.
King D.
And DJ Dad Nave.
Yeah. I receive it. Oh, yeah. This guy. Yeah, I won't deny this one, man. I won't deny it, man. Cash.
I'm sitting next to you.
Yeah.
I'll feed you with that punch.
Hey.
Yeah.
This guy.
I'll rearrange your face.
I'll give you the other face.
To steal my identity.
I'll give you the other face.
You give me your other face.
Yeah.
How many faces do we have?
The Bible says if they give you one cheek, Baba, bring the other cheek.
It doesn't say when they hit you on one face, you give the other face.
Aye, Baba. Come here, just stop it.
Hey, don't tell me I'm coming here with my stuff. It's a bag. It's real.
Hey, don't come here with your stuff here. This guy. I told you. Guys, forgive this guy. Forgive him.
I'm
forgive
forever
him.
Forgiven.
Yeah, he's forever forgiven, man. Yeah. Forever forgive.
Yeah, so everybody, it's that time of the day, it's that time of the month, it's that time of the season, it's that time of the second, it's that time of the time.
Yeah.
Where we're about to
the time of
you,
the
everybody.
Time.
We're about to say goodbye, you get what I'm saying? But recapping on what we've been speaking about solid, being solid.
Yeah.
So what is being solid? Solid is being firm, it's being stable in shape, not liquid or fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Just an example of that can actually build up a sentence on in terms of a solid. The stream was frozen solid. So everything that you need to do in your life, you gotta make sure that they are placed in a solid foundation. Just like the house, just imagine the tallest building in South Africa or the tallest building in the world wasn't built in a solid foundation.
Yeah.
Then it will break down. It'll
I mean,
shakeable, not stable.
Yeah, thinking about that Leaning Tower, man. Mm. Think about that Leaning Tower in Paris. The one that's leaning. Now, if that one didn't have a solid foundation, hey, it was gonna be doing some other magic, man. Flips. It wasn't like, gonna be standing like that.
Like when the storms and the winds hit and blow up.
Hey,
there will be chaos.
You just tip it, man. Mm-hmm. Just tip it with your finger. Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. It's gone.
Why? Because it doesn't have a solid foundation, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it has a solid foundation right there. And I mean, the person who did that, I bet you he planned, man. Planned. I want it like this. And I'll make sure the foundation is like this. And it's going to be that strong to actually hold all that weight from falling. Picture that. Plan everything. Now, right there, all those plans, guess what? He executed them.
Yeah.
Same with us. Work daily to execute your plan and accomplish your goals.
Yeah.
Every single day. Not put a plan and then you don't execute it. Now, when you put a plan on paper and don't execute it, it's not going to execute itself.
Yeah.
You won't go one day and then come back, your plan is there. Yeah, man. You're going to obviously have to execute.
Yeah.
Same with God, man. You gotta make it your solid foundation.
Walk the talk.
Yeah, walk the talk.
Yeah.
And same thing with making Christ your solid foundation. You cannot just say, I'm going to change my life and then look at him. Like, you know what? I'm looking at the Bible. And I'm saved. No! You got to execute the plan.
Yeah,
you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it is, everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to leave you.
Yeah.
Something we didn't want to do.
Yeah.
We stopped crying, man.
Yeah, we started.
We went to a different level.
We're grown now.
No more crying.
We're main man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're growing chief.
We're growing chief.
Yes.
Bigger and better.
Yes, bigger and better.
I'm
man.
Telling you.
Same with the audience.
With hot water.
Eh? Hot water?
Yeah.
Ah, I thought we're baptizing people with hot water.
Yay.
Yay. We baptize people there with hot water.
No.
Ah,
no,
just
kidding, guys.
Yeah, I'm joking, man.
Yeah.
Joking. But there's those stubborn ones that you need to baptize with hot water, then they listen.
That's what you think at times, you know. If this person is so stubborn, he needs hot water and fish oil.
So they can think, man, the sand is not yet fertile, man. You have to understand the sand is dry. That's why you need to fertilize it with hot water and fish oil, you know, baptize it. So that when you're done baptizing it with hot water, it becomes fertile.
Yeah.
And soft. Mm. But you're joking, man. We don't baptize people with hot water here. The Bible, there's no place in the Bible which says baptize people with hot water.
It actually says baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I mean, look at Jesus. When he was baptized in the river.
Yeah.
The river wasn't hot. It wasn't boiling.
Yeah.
Otherwise, John wasn't going to be in that river if it was boiling.
True that.
Yeah.
So everybody, right now we gotta shut it out. We gotta shut the gates and be like goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Have a nicer day and be safe throughout the weekend. And God bless you. God loves you. We love you too. And stay tuned each and every single Friday and throughout the day with some more shows that will get you pumped up and get you freshened up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is what we're doing right now. We're gonna be shutting down and we're gonna leave you energetic
with the music.
Gonna get you pumped up. So everybody, peace.
Enjoy the music.
Love y'all.
Yeah.
This is a red alert. Where in the world is Benjamin Swan? For those of you who do not know who I am talking about, let me read this report to you. Ben Swan goes dark after exposing Pizzagate, deletes social media accounts. In a piece that was widely attacked throughout the corporate-controlled media, independent journalist Ben Swan recently exposed the actual facts surrounding the infamous Pizzagate story during his widely viewed reality check series on a local CBS affiliate in Atlanta. Now, a shocking turn of events. Swan has apparently fulfilled his own warning and gone dark throughout the internet, including deleting his social media accounts, which his Facebook page had a lot of likes, like over 1 million, I think. Don't quote me on it. I can't exactly remember. I glanced at his page one time from a while ago, but it had a lot of likes throughout the internet, including deleting his social media accounts and requiring a password for anyone trying to view his Truth in Media website. Explanations for his apparent disappearance have differed, with some believing that he went dark in order to continue working on the Pizzagate story uninterrupted, and others claiming that he was threatened to the point that he was shut down, that he shut down his entire media operation. At the time of this writing, the real reason is still unknown, which has caused a massive amount of speculation on message boards like Reddit and Vote, while leaving many with the sinking feeling that something isn't right. Stay tuned as we'll be covering the story as it unfolds. Until then, be sure to watch Swan's segment on Pizzagate if you haven't watched it yet. He actually pointed the facts. This guy pointed to the facts. Let me show you who he is if you don't know who he is. Ben Swan is an American journalist. He has worked in New Mexico, Texas, and Ohio while at WXIX-TV in Cincinnati, Ohio. He produced a fact-checking series entitled Reality Check in 2010 and through 2013, which gave him national coverage for his reporting about controversial issues. After leaving WXIX-TV in 2013, Swan regularly appeared on RT's network, or Russia's state TV network, Russia Today, until June 2015 when he joined WGCL-TV in Atlanta as chief evening news anchor. He has promoted conspiracy theories and drawn attention for his controversial views. Swan was homeschooled and earned a bachelor's in liberal arts from Brigham Young University in 1993 at the age of 15, along with a master's in history from California State University, Dominguez Hills, in 1994 at the age of 16. So, okay, let's go down to what he's covered. Ron Paul's newsletter controversy, mass shooting conspiracy theories. He's actually said that there was a second shooter at Aurora. He covered Pizzagate, and now this is when he's gone missing. I'll show you his website real quick. So we're on Google right now, so you can see this is Ben Swan's Truth and Media Reality Check episodes. If I go to click his website, watch what pops up. Authentication required. The site says Truth and Media. So I was under the impression, maybe this is the username and the password. It's just a catch for bots or something. I don't really know. So I'm just trying that. But nope, that's not it. If I cancel Nginx, which is the server, 401 authorization required, which means he's locked his site up. The question is why? If we go to his Facebook page, it's all been deleted. What in the world is going on? This is odd, folks. This is really odd. Somebody of his caliber to be covering, I shouldn't say his caliber, of his, with his amount of viewers, let's put it that way. Somebody with his amount of viewers to cover Pizzagate was a big deal. We reported about it on the website as well. Here is the little short report I did on this one. Of course, reality check. Ben Swan covers Pizzagate, exposes the fake stream media. This video was huge. I think I put this on our video host, so maybe the video will still play. I'm not sure. I don't know if I left it on YouTube or not. Yes. So this is the video of his examination of Pizzagate. The reason why it's on our video host or why this video is still available is because a lot of these videos go down. They get deleted. And this is a perfect example. This guy's now completely gone dark. This is his Facebook page. Let's see if it's still up. Sorry, this content isn't available right now. This is facebook.com/BenSwanRealityCheck/videos. Gone. What in the world's going on? This guy is well known. Vanished. Stranger things have happened, but this is very, very strange. Keep an eye out for what's actually going on with this. If you guys have any information, of course, go ahead and share it to us, and we'll see what's going on. But still, he covered Pizzagate and vanished. That ought to make some people really open their minds up to this Pizzagate thing here. Seriously. If a person covers it and then goes completely dark, you have to question the actual story. That has to hold some weight. Where is this guy? It's not just like it's some person who has a YouTube channel. Let's just put it that way. This dude's on TV. He's vanished. Wake up. What in the world is going on? Especially with Pizzagate. How big is this Pizzagate scandal? How big is it? That's the question. I want to thank you guys for watching and listening. God bless and carry on.
You know, sometimes we just wrapped up in our strife and we have to be free. That freedom could only come from Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord. We just want to be free. This is QJ.
Lord, help me to be free, grant me liberty. freedom from the pain, freedom from the hypocrites that call my name.